All right, so as I said, I figured because this is the truth, is probably going to end up being our only shir before the Yamim Tovim, only because next week is Rosh Hashanah. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. Right, Wednesday night is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe during Aseres Mitzvah, we'll have to figure out, and the truth is maybe again before Sukkot, but we're here tonight. I'm sorry?
And there's an Israel trip. Congrats from Joey Samuel. I played basketball with him. I didn't make that.
Oh, very nice. I want to say hello. All right. So I want to focus on a piece from Rabbi Nachman tonight. Even though, again, we'll see, it's about tshuva. It's from the parasha. The truth is, I came across this week just a whole bunch of beautiful pieces from the Rebbe. And I want to share with you one of them tonight. So take a look. Start by paragraph A, which is Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph. You know, this week's parasha is on the Tzavim and Vayelech. So if you look, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph. There are enough, if you have enough sheets. So the Torah is the following. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. Lo niflesi himimcha. This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, lo niflesi himcha. Lo niflesi himcha means it's not beyond you. It's not beyond you. Like pela means thank you. Pela means like a wonder. It's not beyond you. Velo rechokei. It's not too far from you. Lo b'shamayim hu leimor miya ala lanu Hashem v'yikacha. It's not in the heavens that you have to say who's going to go up to the heavens and get it for us. V'yashmi'inu osa v'na'aseno. Velo me'ivra layam. It's not across the sea. Leimor miya avar lanu es ivra hayam azeh v'yikacha halanu. It's not across the sea where you have to say who's going to cross the sea to get it for us. V'yashmi'inu osa v'na'aseno. The matter is very close to you. I apologize, I didn't put the rest of the pasuk on here. So in your mouth and in your heart to do it. So we'll say, so what's fascinating, again, it's not a chumash here, but I'll just say something interesting to note. The Torah says, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. What's the obvious kasha? What's the obvious question? What mitzvah are we talking about over here? So again, for example, Rashi HaKadosh understands that the mitzvah being referred to over here is not the mitzvah, but rather it's a reference to Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, as much as Torah comes with so many requirements, so many responsibilities, it's easy to get overwhelmed. And when you get overwhelmed, kind of what we begin to think is, I can't accomplish this. It's too much. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, essentially, calm down. Calm down. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, this Torah that I'm giving you today, it's not beyond you. It's not too far from you. It's not in the heavens. It's not across the sea. But rather, ki korov elecha davar ma'o b'ficha b'levavcha. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. And you'll be fine. Moshe Rabbeinu reassuring Klal Yisrael that we can handle the Torah. But many of the other mafarshim, which, you know, we'll say, interestingly enough, so remember, in Parshas Nitzavim is always read before Rosh Hashanah. Yitzavim is always read before Rosh Hashanah. So many of the Mefarshim understand that in fact, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah refers to tshuva. Tshuva. And what the Torah HaKadosh is telling us is, even though you may be overwhelmed by the concept of tshuva, even though you think comprehensive cathartic change may be something that is beyond you, out of reach, it's not true. It's not in the heavens. It's not across the sea. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. The ability to change, the ability to engage in tshuva, is something that is close and accessible to each of us. So the Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, has just a beautiful piece here. So if you take a look in paragraph B. Lo b'shamayim. So this is really just a magnificent piece. You know, the beauty of Rabbi Nachman's writings is that the Rebbe was exceptionally deep, obviously, but his words sometimes appear so simple. So I often feel like with Rabbi Nachman, you know, you could kind of... So with Rabbi Nachman, you know, you could choose to take a superficial understanding of it, which is still meaningful and beautiful, or you could plumb the depths a little bit. So we're going to do a little bit of both. Look what the Rebbe writes. Lo b'shamayim. So the Rebbe is intrigued by this phrase, it is not in the heavens. Whatever the this is, whether the this is Torah, whether the this is tshuva, the truth is, you understand, it's not really machlokes, it's one of the same. What Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately is saying is, the ability to access the Ribono Shel Olam, the ability to encounter spiritual success, the ability to be a holy individual, it's within reach. That's the goal. So whether mitzvah means Torah, whether mitzvah means tshuva, all roads lead back to the same place, and that's Devekas Vashem. Everything leads back to a sense of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says, Bavadai, Afil paragraph B. Bevade afilu im lo haya efsha la kayim es haTorah. Kiim al yidei sheya'alu la shamayim. Hainu la'asos tekef avodos gavos ma'od. So here's what's interesting. So what does it mean when Moshe Rabbeinu says it's not in the heavens? It's not in the heavens. So Rashi understands, we're going to have to look at this outside. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it's not in the heavens, but if it were in the heavens, you'd have to go get it anyway. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is, for the Jew to access spirituality, for the Jew to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be willing to do anything and everything. You know it's interesting that we just had it in today's daf. Like today was Nun Tes, right? Nun Tes. I said at the end of Nun Chesamud Beis, right? The last few lines there, 58b, the Gemara speaks about the idea. It's actually an incredible Gemara. That the Gemara talks about real estate, karka. The Gemara says that if you want to be successful in real estate, you have to be an eved to the karka. You have to be an eved to the land. In other words, I think the Gemara probably Bepash is referring to agriculture, but Bepash is the Gemara saying is you want to realize success from your real estate karka, something about which you have to put all of your efforts into it. If you don't put your efforts into it, not going to happen. So I quoted in the Shir, Ben Yehoyada brings down, he says so beautifully, it's not just a din in karka. He says it's a din in life. If you want to be successful in anything in life, you have to be an eved to it. You want to be successful in your relationships, you have to be an eved to it. You want to be successful in your career, you have to be an eved to it. Now obviously with moderation, you know, even an eved doesn't work 24/7. But the Gemara is saying over here, Tov, come on. But the Gemara is saying over here is that at the end of the day, the Gemara is saying over here is that if you want to go ahead and you want to be successful to something, you have to apply yourself. Which I will say, just as an aside, you know, we get kind of into a lot of tangents. I get into a lot of tangents, but it's often interesting. You know, this is a very reflective time of year, and I think very often we think about a year ago this time, the things we wanted to accomplish, we wanted to do, and where we are now. And I wondered to myself, like, why didn't I accomplish a lot of those things? So, okay, the reflexive reaction is, well, there was this. The truth is, the simple answer is, because I wasn't an eved to it. I didn't have singular commitment to it. If I had singular, unequivocal, unwavering commitment, I would have accomplished it. I didn't. So, according to Rashi, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Lo b'shamayim hi. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, Tshuva, spirituality, it's not in the heavens. But if it were in the heavens, then what? You'd still have to go after it. Because when something is important enough in life, you make it happen. You find it. You access it. You connect to it, no matter where it is. Rabbi Nachman doesn't understand it that way. The Rebbe says a little bit differently. He says that if the Torah was in Shemayim, what does that mean? Hainu la'asos tekef avodos gevo'os mod, shem b'chinas Shemayim, bevadai hayu tzrichim la'alos eleho. Acharel. Ki bevadai ro'i la'adam sheya'avod Hashem Yisbaruch betachlis madrega el yona asher hu b'chinas Hashemayim. So, what the Rebbe says like this. He said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that I need you to live in the heavens, I need you to be on the top of the spiritual ladder, I need you to serve me like the Malachi Hashareis, like the ministering angels who live in the celestial sphere, if that's what God demanded of us, then I have to comply. I have to figure out a way to come through and to deliver. But says the Rebbe something amazing. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. Ach Hashem Yisparach Chafetz Chasedu, paragraph C, V'hu Yoda Yitzreinu Zohar Ki Afar Anachnu. See, Rebbe was saying, the one person or the one entity who knows us better than ourselves, it's not your wife, but rather it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam knows me better than I know me for one simple reason. He programmed me and he made me with all of my deficiencies, with all of my weaknesses, with all of my challenges. And the Ribono Shel Olam knows, Zachar ki afra anachnu doesn't mean that I'm dirt, doesn't mean that I'm nothing, but he recognizes that I struggle. And I will say, the Bashant of HaKadosh brings down, he says, man is called Adam. What does Adam mean? So we translate it as person. That's how we translate it in English. But etymologically, so Adam is one of two sharashim. Adam is either from Adama, or Adam is from Adameh. Adama means earth, Adameh, like the Pasuk in Tehillim, Adameh lekel elyon, I will resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man is always being pulled in these two different directions. I'm an Adam. But am I an Adam Shoresh Adama? Or am I Adam Shoresh Adameh? And it's not an either or. Sometimes I'm more Adama than Adameh. Sometimes I'm more Adameh than Adama. But this is the tension. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the tension. He understands the tension. He understands the tension. Why? Why? Because he created the tension. Remember, the tension is by design, right? The tension is not an accident. The tension, you see, people think that the tension, I experience the tension between Adam and Adameh because I've done things wrong. It's not true. The tension of Adam and Adameh is part and parcel of the fabric of the human condition. That tension is a prerequisite to growth. The Ribbono Shel Olam understands that tension. The Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minuav, and he knows about our Yetzer Hara. He knows about our proclivities, our desires. The Efshar L'chol Adam LaHaschil Tekef Bavodas Kavos Al Hashemayim. That was an incredible. So listen to the Rebbe says, a person can't start aiming for the heavens. A person can't start his avoda saying, you know what? I'm getting up to the Shah, I'm getting up to the heavens today. You can't start like that. V'afilu achar aschala, lav kol adam zocha, paragraph D, afilu b'sof yom of lav olos kavos. You know, I will say, not everybody reaches lofty levels of spiritual service. Not everybody reaches levels of avodos kavos, of high spiritual levels. Paragraph D, v'im kein, chas v'shalom. So what would happen if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants me to aim for the heavens? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants spiritual refresh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants avodos gavos, what is he going to do with this simple avoda of a simple Jew? Imkein of that tikva. If the Ribbono Shel Olam only wants spiritual perfection, if he only wants high spiritual accomplishments, if he's only going to be happy if I'm more Adameh than Adama, then what hope is there for me? What hope is there for me? I'm not. I'd love to be more Adameh than Adama, but the truth is that most of my days, I'm more Adama than Adameh. I try hard. I try to improve myself in small ways. I try to make small steps. But the truth is, I'm not getting up to the heavens. I mean, hopefully after 120, after I'm in this world, I'm not getting up to the Shamayim. He says something amazing. He says, "Imkein avda tikva chas v'shalom shorava olam." But if people know, I'll say, you know, there's nothing worse in life. There's nothing worse. There's no more terrible feeling than to know someone you care and respect is holding you to a certain level which you will never reach. Right, we people often experience this pain in life, whether it's with a spouse or whether it's with parents. And sometimes people, whether again a spouse, parents, friends, have unrealistic expectations of us, and that's very painful. Because when I know how much the expectations mean to my loved one, but I also can't meet them. Not that I don't want to meet them, I can't meet them right now. There's such a thing as unrealistic expectations. What happens when someone who you care about perpetually holds or creates unrealistic expectations for you? What happens? Over time, you just disengage from that relationship, because the truth is, it's too painful to always feel like a failure. It's too painful to always feel like I'm not measuring up. So over time, consciously or subconsciously, we disengage from those type of relationships because they just make me feel too terrible about myself. So says the Rebbe something amazing. The Ribbono Shel Olam can't expect me to be b'shamayim. Can't expect me to be b'shamayim, because that's a lofty level. And the truth is, I'm not there now, and I don't even know if I'll ever get there. I know I'm going to improve. I know I'm going to grow. I know I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday, and better tomorrow than I was today. But I don't know that I'm ever going to get to shamayim. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, if those are your expectations of me, I don't know that I'm going to meet them. And I don't want to disappoint you. And I don't want to feel like a personal failure. So if that's what you expect of me, inevitably I'm going to disengage from this relationship. But says Rebbe, listen to this. Al-kin ha-Torah, al-kin isira ha-Torah al-zeh, ki lo ba-shamayim. Listen to what Rabbi Nachman says. The Rebbe therefore says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu is communicating to us divine expectations. What's the message? Lo ba-shamayim hi. What does that mean, lo shamayim? The Ribbono Shel Olam does not expect you to live with him in the heavens. He does not expect us to be celestial beings. He does not expect us to be malachim. He doesn't even expect us to be more adameh than adama. V'siyein ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. Rather, what does Moshe learn to Klal Yisrael? The matter, the davar, the matter, relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, tshuva, spiritual growth, is very close to you. Beficha ubilavavcha la'asav, so in your mouth and in your heart to perform it. What does that mean? Hainu, she'ina HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba bitrunya imbriyosav. We'll say, this is such an incredible yisod. You know, sometimes we walk around with a very flawed conception of the Yamim Norad. You know, there are people, I can't tell you how many conversations I have with people prior to Yamim Norad. Maybe just as much as Dr. Lassen. You know, prior to Yamim Norad, it seems to be like there's like a cloud that hangs over a lot of people. Because people feel, oh, this is it. I failed again. I messed up again. The Ribbono Shel Olam for sure is going to patch me. And like, you have this conception that people walk around so tzibrachen. They walk around like so broken and so depressed. And it's almost like the more miserable you look, the firmer you are. You know, like the more like, you mamash, like you're clinically depressed. Oh, like one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Like somehow there's this idea that Yamim Noraim is about sadness. So understand, that comes from a profound misunderstanding about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be successful more than we want our own success. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly setting us up for success. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, number one, Lo b'shamayim hi. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect you to live in the heavens. He doesn't expect you to be a malach. He doesn't expect you to be more adameh than adama. Rather, so why? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would expect that of you, then he's setting us up for failure. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'bitronik, God doesn't come to contend with us. God doesn't come, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not waiting for us to fail so that he could patch us. Rather, again, just the opposite. The Ein HaChafetz Me'adam She'al HaShemayim, God doesn't need us to ascend to the heavens. Da'inu She'yasa Avodos Gavos, Dafka Ma'she'im B'kocho La'asos Adayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need me to ascend to the heavens. He doesn't need me to extend my reach beyond my capabilities. So what does he want? Rak Hashem Yisparach Chafetz Me'adam, She'yasa Ma'she'efshar, paragraph, Eflo, Lefi Madre Gaso. Rebos, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks that each of us perform in accordance with where we're holding. Each of us is in a different place in life. Each of us is on a different madrig, on a different level. And all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is, please, perform in accordance with your madrig. Wherever you're holding in life, whatever is going on, I'm going to ask you to try your best in your circumstances. Bebechinas, listen to this. Sulam mutzav arza. Verosho magia hashamayma. Right? Sounds familiar. Parshas Vayetze. So remember again, this is Yaakov Avinu's dream. Now, you know, the importance of Yaakov Avinu's dream. Yaakov is Yisrael. This is before he becomes Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu is the father of Shvatim. This dream was like the first nevuah of Klal Yisrael. What was the first nevuah of Klal Yisrael? It was a ladder. Who's on top of the ladder? Who's on top? The Ribbono Shel Olam is perched on top of the ladder. And what happens? Why is that the first image for Klal Yisrael? Dehainu, sheyamshich atzmo ma'at ma'at lemala lemala b'chol pam, ve'yelech mimadrega lemadrega. The first national vision, the first Klal Yisrael nevuah that's given to Yaakov Avinu is a ladder. Because the ladder is the metaphor for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. Just take a step. Just take a step. No one could scale a ladder all at once. Just take a step. That's all I'm asking of you. U'malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo. There are sometimes you go up, there are sometimes you go down. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, just asking, try to go up, and if inevitably you fall down, just find the courage to climb back up. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. Just try to scale your personal ladder. Ma'at sheyamshich, and listen to his words, look up his words. Sheyamshich atzmo ma'at ma'at. What does he mean? Ma'at ma'at lemala lemala. You don't have to take two rungs at a time. You don't have to take three rungs at a time. One rung at a time. One rung at a time, one step at a time, a little bit at a time, propelling yourself upwards. What do we say every single day in Birchos HaShachar? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask you, Shetargileinu, make us ragil, habituate us in your Torah. How do you become ragil? How do you become accustomed to something? By repeating the same things over and over and over. Just give me the strength to keep climbing the ladder. It's going to take me time. And some days I can take a step, some days I can't take a step. Some days I fall down two steps and I walk back up one step. But that's the goal. The goal is just one rung at a time. Nimtza paragraph G. She'ina adam tzarach lehistakel b'tchilas avodasu shi'ala miyad madrega gavoha. We'll say, there is absolutely no expectation that we have to climb to the top of the ladder immediately. There's no expectation. Shezebchinas kiloba shayin. Rosa is amazing. So says the Rebbe, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them was, loba shamayim, he means, God tells us, I don't need you to be in the heavens. I don't need you to make it up here in one step. I don't need you to encounter success. 1, 2, 3. Rather, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? He says, "Ki karov eilecha davar ma'od." Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, "Ki be'emes haTorah va'avodah she'ata tzarach lekayim ata kafirat sono yisparachu karov eilecha ma'od." Paragraph H: "Ki ein ata tzarach rach liskaber lalos." So what does it mean? So Moshe says, "Lo b'shamayim, I don't need you to go to the heavens. So what do I need? Ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od. Just take a step. Just advance yourself one little step. Just try to grab an accomplishment that's within reach. Just try to cross a finish line that's within reach. Just go ahead and take small steps. Steps that are close to you. Steps that are easy for you. Just propel yourself forward in some small way. You don't have to leap to the heavens. Just take small steps. Ki karov eilecha dover." He goes on, he says, "Va'alzeh ata muzar, beficha ubelevavcha la'asoso." But I will say, so the shayla becomes, how do we go ahead and propel ourselves forward in those small steps? Right, so what do I need to do in order to actualize ki karov eilecha davar ma'od, to go ahead and take the small steps up the ladder? How do I actualize that potential? Look what he says. Bificha ubilavavcha. Moshe gives us the answer to that. With your mouth and with your heart. What does that mean? Dahinu shetzarach liskaber ma'od ayidei diburei Torah utfila. The way we actualize our what we'll call ladder potential is through ficha, our mouth, which is tefillah, kavan and tefillah, and levavcha, our heart, which is Talmud Torah. Through growing in our learning, through growing in our tefillah, that becomes the fuel for everyday incremental what we'll call ladder growth. Sha'al yedezeh mekarerin chamimos haliv. The Sitra Achra, paragraph I. Shula Yivar Halev Chasa Shalom Tavis Ros. I suppose it's such an incredible yisod. Tefillah and Torah, the Rebbe says, do something beautiful. They cool down the passions of the heart. You see, all of us have tavis, all of us have desires with which we contend with each and every day. So what happens? When you daven with kavana, when you kovei itim l'Torah, that cools down the fires of the Yitzhara. But watch this. The gamikarin es chamimos halev dikdusha. You know, sometimes a person could have holy passion, right? Their passion for holiness. Sometimes that's also destructive. Because what does that propel a person to do sometimes? Sometimes it causes them to take too many steps at once. No, there is such a thing as growing too quickly. We know this because the truth is we experience this at different times in life. We get spiritually excited, we grow, but we grow too quickly, and it's unsustainable growth. So sometimes, again, even the passion of holiness, the passion of Kiddusha, needs to be tempered and cooled down as well. There are multiple fires that rage within the heart of man. There's the fires of Taiva, which need to be tempered, but even the fires of holiness need to be tempered as well. Both of them are tempered, beficha, with tefillah, with your lips, ubilavavcha, and your heart and Talmud Torah. He goes on, shlo yivar chutz mi'amida, shlo yirtza la'alos takeeth b'mufla mimenu, va'al yidei zeh, zochin la'alos midarga la'darga, v'la'asos es kol direi ha'torah hazos. So we'll say, a magnificent piece by the Rebbe, which gives us an interpretation not just into the Pasuk, and not just into Elul, and not just into Yamra, but into life. That Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, my dear children, Klal Yisrael, at the end of the day, the goal in life is growth. We'll say, that's what all life is about. Life is all about growth. Life is all about self-actualization. Life is about discovering my potential and dveikus, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says Moshe Rabbeinu, just so we understand what the expectations are, Lo b'shamayimi. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not expect you, does not want you in the heavens, because that would be an unfair expectation. And to give us unfair expectations would cause relationship tension. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'ot. All that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is for you to take the steps that are close to you. Sulam mutzav arza veroshan ageshan. Each of us are on that ladder, and all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is take a step. However many steps you feel you can take, whatever degree you feel you can grow, whatever you feel you can do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's all I ask of you. I don't ask you to do anything that you feel is beyond your capacity or beyond your abilities. Whatever you feel is kikaro ve'lecho, is within reach, I ask you to do it. But how do we awaken this desire to learn within ourselves? Beficha ubilavavcha la'asoso. If I will say, if we daven with kavano, if we set aside serious time for our learning, la'asoso, then we actualize our potential. What's the power of tefillah? What's the power of Torah? Ultimately, again, it's the cooling agent for the fires of the heart. They're able to temper the fire of taiva, but it's also able to temper the fire of holiness. Because if the fire of holiness goes unchecked, a person reaches too high, too often, too much, and ultimately can't support the growth, creates a sense of disappointment in themselves, which ultimately leads to a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you have the picha, the vicha, the vavcha, the kavan and tefillah, the Talmud Torah, the fires are tempered, we're able to take the small steps upon our ladders of life, and that's ultimately all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Shkoyach.
You can say this in all areas? Like, what if I say I'm not ready to keep Shabbos? Our kids say to us, I don't want to... I'll do step by step, but really, you have to do something.
Of course, there are certain things, you know, like it's like any relationship. It's like saying, you know, to one's spouse, you know what, I love you very much, but I'm not ready to be nice to you on Tuesdays. You know, Tuesday is like a me day. Like, I gotta focus on me. I don't have any bandwidth to be nice to you on Tuesdays. So, obviously, that doesn't work. So I think, like, in any relationship, there are certain basic pillars that the relationship needs. So here, like, I don't think Rabbi Nachman is talking about what we would call, like, halachic obligations. Meaning, I have to keep Shabbos, I have to keep Kashrus, I have to... Now, obviously, could somebody apply this if somebody is not yet Shomer Shabbos? Somebody's not yet Shomer Kashrus. Could they say, you know what? I know that I want to get to that, but I'm not ready to do all of this yet? Of course. Of course. You know, like most times when we learn, the Rebbe, he says a lot about Rabbi Nachman, the Rebbe gives a beautiful concept. The application of the concept, meaning how to plug this into my life, becomes the tricky part. Not only that, but I would say also, it's very easy to delude yourself with ideas like this also. To say, oh, you know what, I'm not ready yet. No, you're ready, you're just lazy. You know, meaning there's that very fine line as well. But again, the Rebbe is presupposing that I'm going to do an honest cheshbon nefesh. But the Rebbe is just saying sometimes, deep down, we don't even begin to try because we say to ourselves, I'm never going to really be the person God wants me to be. And to which Rabbi Nachman says, that's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to be the person you're capable of being. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need me to be Beshamech. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need me to become one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. All that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do is take a step on my ladder. So as long as I know that I'm taking a step on that ladder each and every day, and even those days when I fall, I'm rebounding, getting back on the ladder, that's all that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And I think if you apply to Yamim Noraim, you know, for many of us, Yamim Noraim becomes such an overwhelming experience, because I know I have so much stuff that's broken, so much stuff that's in a state of disrepair, so many things that I should be doing, and I have this conception of the perfect me and the way the perfect me should be, and then I say, but I'm never going to be that person. The Rebbe is just saying, make sure your expectations for yourself line up with the expectations that Kadosh Baruch Hu has of you. All that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is for you to take a step on the ladder. That's all. That's all. So you don't have to create the perfect you. You just have to create the you that's taking one step at a time. That's encountering, that's engaging one incremental part of growth at a time. And as long as I'm doing that and utilizing the ficha of the levavcha, then the Ribono Shel Olam is so happy with the person I am. Incredibly so. It's incredible. It's the right way to learn it. It's the right way to learn it. All right, I'll say a shakayach.